I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Musical styles stay pure very briefly. The second a caveman heard another caveman hitting a log with a stick in a compelling way, he copied it and added his own style. And so it has gone throughout history. So when rock and roll meets border music from Mexico, it shouldn't come as a big surprise. But still, the music of Brooklyn-based band Pistolera is surprising and refreshing. Ahí viene la policía. The lead singer, guitarist, and founder of Pistolera is Sandra Velasquez. She grew up in San Diego and says the rocking border sound Pistolera has today was never calculated.
For me, the fusion was something very organic because I grew up listening to rock and roll.
Like what? What were you? What were your favorite?
I was listening to Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, Jimi Hendrix, Nirvana. I grew up listening to all the things that American kids were listening to. And my parents were listening to a different music in their living room. Cumbias es siempre, merengue, salsa, Mexican pop. I didn't even know who the artists were at the time. It was just the songs that I knew growing up. And so for me to make that fusion was very organic.
So you didn't know who the artists were at the time. Now that you're with Pistolera, have you sort of like gone back and kind of really given yourself an education in border music, Latin music, cumbia?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even know that what cumbia was, you know, when I was growing up listening to it. It was just the music that my mother listened to on her living room stereo. So, you know, it wasn't until I moved to New York and felt so far away from my roots and my culture and the music that I was used to hearing and took for granted, I realized, that I, you know, would call my mother and say, what was that song that went like this, you know, and who sings this song? And that's kind of how Pistolera was born, was from my missing, my culture and my roots and Mexican music that I grew up listening to.
Now, cumbia is actually a style of music that comes from Colombia, but a lot of it appears in a lot of Mexican music.
Exactly.
Is there a track on the CD that we could play right now just to illustrate what kind of cumbia Mexican Pistolera style is?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, one of the roots of cumbia is really the cowbell and the bass line together. And I think that you can hear that in a song like Nuevos Ojos, which is the first track on the new album, En Este Camino.
Track called Nuevos Ojos from the CD En Este Camino from Pistolera. Now, Sandra, what does En Este Camino mean?
En Este Camino means on this road, and it's just my obsession with my journey in life and time, and so that's why En Este Camino. The songs, I think, have a lot to do with, you know, the journey of life and making sure that when you get to the end of your life that you've done all the things that you wanted to do and that you've really squeezed the juice out of life.
Right. And your journey, your own personal journey now has taken you to New York City. You used to live in Southern California where obviously Mexican culture is much more present than the Northeast U.S. Has your move to New York changed your own sound? And how does it continue to bend? How does New York City continue to bend the roots of the music from the Mexican border for you?
Well, me living in New York City has everything to do with the sound of Pistolera. And I think that had I stayed in Southern California, I wouldn't be playing in a band like Pistolera because you're surrounded by Latin music in Southern California and you can't not take it for granted. So me living here has everything to do with that and me wanting to recreate some of the border here in Brooklyn. So, you know, that's how it influences it. It's totally responsible for it even being created.
Now, you've been a tireless campaigner for immigrant rights, and you often highlight the abuses of civil rights of immigrants. Where did you get the fire to talk about these issues? Because a lot of musicians that I speak with often tell me that they intentionally steer away from politics.
Well, it has everything to do with being raised by my mother, who is an immigration lawyer and activist. She is an immigrant herself and moved to this country when she was 20, didn't speak any English, put herself through college, through law school, and opened up her own private practice. So before I was legally allowed to work, I used to work in her law office, answering the phones, helping clients, filling out forms, taking them to the INS building, to the courthouse. And that has everything to do with my worldview and perspective of humanity and human rights, and that immigrants are really, we're all immigrants, where everyone deserves the same things, and where you live should not determine whether you live or die. And those are just things that are totally normal to me. And so for me to sing about them in the music is, I know, bold to some people, but for me it's totally normal.
I mean, answering phones and helping out at your mother's law office, you must have seen a lot of stuff. Was there one case or incident your mother was involved in that, you know, you witnessed and kind of made you more determined than ever to carry out her work somehow, whether it be in law or in music?
I guess I was about maybe 15 or 16 when I had to go take one of her clients over to the INS building to submit some form or something. And we were sitting kind of in the waiting area, and there was an entire staff of the Red Lobster sitting next to us in chain gang style. You know, their ankles and their wrists were all – they were completely handcuffed and chained by one long link. And
this is in San Diego.
Yes. And that always kind of stuck out in my mind as, you know, it just really made an impression on me, you know, how people are treated and, you know, people that are just hardworking people that are just trying to do the same things that I'm trying to do.
That must have obviously made a big impression on you. I mean, just that image alone is pretty impressive.
Yeah, I mean, it's I can see it in my head like a snapshot.
So as a musician, what does it mean actually to be an activist within these issues? I mean, do you do this strictly in music? You write songs about these problems, or do you do other things as well?
Well, music is really my form of activism because it takes all of my time. I don't have much left over time after I'm done playing shows and touring and recording records. So music is really the way that I get my voice out there. And music is one of those great art forms that brings people together. And it's awesome when there's no greater feeling for me when I see people in the audience singing along with their fists in the air and people are really getting the lyrics and really, you know, agreeing. And I feel like what I say in the songs, other people are already thinking. It's just that I'm the one in front of the microphone, you know.
Sandra, is there one more track that you could recommend us taking the show out on today?
Why don't we listen to Piloto? That's a good border immigrant rights song to go out on, I think.
All right, great. Sandra, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Music from Sandra Velasquez and her band Pistolera ends this edition of the program today. We're online at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thanks for listening. We're back tomorrow.
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you by the Medtronic Foundation. During Sudden Cardiac Arrest Awareness Month, learn more about SCA risks and treatment at hearthelp.com.